Dr. Stan dictated a 12-lead EKG on patient Drew Tiffany on 10/28/24. Mr. Tiffany performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. There's a flattening of the T waves or slightly inverted T waves across the precordium, period. The paragraph impression, possible anterior wall ischemia. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sarah Catrett, C-A-T-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Miner on 10/28/24. Mrs. Catrett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, a severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Georgiana, G-E-O-R-G-E-N-N-A, Bradley. This goes to Lauren Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, come R-N-P on 10/28/24. Mrs. Bradley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 216 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Philip Holt. This goes to Lorena Mauney, come RNP on 10/28/24. Mr. Holt performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, new room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 356 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 10/28/24, Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates with insignificant change. After bronchodilators, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/25/24, there's been improvement, period, new paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10/28/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was 95%, period. After walking 419 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Johnson. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 10/28/24, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity. And compared to a study dated 7/10/24, there's been no change. Period of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on Anne Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 10/28/24, Mrs. Presley performed the six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 354 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 99%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.